This is Morning Ireland with Angus Cox and Áine Lawler, and Carla O'Brien has the news.
A man in his 40s has been arrested following a stabbing incident at an under-16s GAA match in Cookstown, County Tyrone last night. Two men received stab wounds and one was taken to hospital. Cookstown Father Rocks Club has said it will work to support children and young people who witnessed the incident. Our correspondent Laura Hogan reports.
Under-16s boys from Cookstown Father Rocks and Fintan Pierces were playing a championship semi-final in Paddy Cullen Park in Cookstown last night when this stabbing incident happened. Police and ambulance crews attended the scene at around 9 o'clock. Two men sustained stab wounds during the incident. One man received treatment at the scene, while the other was taken by ambulance to the Antrim Area Hospital. A man in his 40s was arrested and has been taken into custody for questioning. Cookstown GFC said it's now supporting the children and young people who witnessed this disturbing and very serious incident. Tyrone GAA said it's aware of the incident and its thoughts are with all of those impacted. Footage posted on social media appears to show police officers responding to the incident at the GAA grounds. The PSNI is now appealing to any witnesses or anyone with footage that could assist their investigation to contact them.
The Public Accounts Committee has invited incoming Director General of RTE, Kevin Backhurst, to attend a hearing next Thursday. Mr. Backhurst, who takes up the role at the beginning of next week, has vowed to restore trust in the national broadcaster following a spate of damaging revelations about poor governance and financial controls. Karen Creed reports.
3 year Oireachtas committee hearings have been held since the payments controversy at RTE broke 2 weeks ago, with more public sessions planned for next week. On Tuesday, the focus will be on the former Late Late Show presenter Ryan Tuberty and his agent Noel Kelly, who have agreed to go before both the Public Accounts Committee in the morning, followed by the Media Committee in the afternoon. PAC has also invited the incoming Director General of RTE, Kevin Backhurst, to attend a hearing next Thursday. Invites have also been reissued to the former Director General Noel Curran and the Director of Content Jim Jennings, who have not been able to attend. Amid a series of investigations into the finances at RTE, a misstated figure has been highlighted. After analysing records that were shared with the Media Committee this week, RTE's Primetime has revealed that three events hosted by Ryan Tuberty for Renault in 2022 cost RTE €22,000 more than the broadcaster previously stated.
New plans to be announced today will see Leaving Certificate students who do not receive enough points for their preferred courses given a new pathway to third level qualifications. The Minister for Further and Higher Education, Simon Harris, will this morning launch the new system, which is intended to help students to continue in education outside of the traditional CAO process. From September, students will be able to enrol in one of 23 courses without the need to have reached a set number of points. Police in Northern Ireland say three men have been charged in connection with the claim of responsibility made following the shooting of senior detective John Caldwell last February. The men, aged 23, 25 and 36, have been charged with possessing articles for use in terrorism. All three are expected to appear before Derry Magistrates Court today. Detective Chief Inspector Caldwell was shot several times at a sports complex in Oma in February and spent several weeks in intensive care following the incident. In Italy, six people have died in a fire at a retirement home overnight. Several other residents at the home in Milan were taken to hospital, suffering from smoke inhalation. The cause of the fire is not yet known. The European Union is to spend €500 million to boost the production of ammunition for Ukraine and to replenish the stocks of EU member countries. The European Council and European Parliament representatives struck the provisional agreement overnight and is expected to come into force before the end of this month. Meanwhile, the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is set to arrive in Turkey today as part of a tour to push Ukraine's bid to join NATO. Mr. Zelensky is set to hold talks with the Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, which will focus on the Black Sea grain deal. The deal will expire in 10 days' time unless Russia agrees to its renewal. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Create a modern minimalistic home decor look and warmth in every room with Grant Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
Rather cloudy to start this morning with some heavy showers, mainly in the west. Sunny spells will develop with well-scattered showers for the afternoon and the chance of isolated thunderstorms. Showers will become confined to the northwest for a dry and sunny evening elsewhere. Warm, humid and very breezy today with highs of 19 to 23 degrees in fresh and gusty southerly winds.